At a minimum, he would be looking at charges of unauthorized disclosure of classified information. It is possible, depending on how the facts play out, that he could be looking at espionage charges, which would potentially carry a life term. In order to make the case stick, they have to find him. And that's not a simple process at this point, because I don't think anyone knows where he is. And they have to get him from wherever he is to the United States. That can be done. There are extradition treaties, but that is not a simple or a speedy process.
Every Republican will vote against proceeding to any legislative matter until we've funded the government and protected every taxpayer from a tax hike. Basically, what it means is first things first.
With this letter, they have simply put in writing political strategy that the Republicans have pursued this entire Congress. Namely, obstruct, delay, action on critical matters, and then blame the Democrats for not addressing the needs of the American people. Very cynical, but very obvious, very transparent.
President Obama will be banning offshore oil drilling in the eastern Gulf of Mexico. This is a direct result of the BP oil spill. Now, this is a change in the administration's policy. You might remember that prior to that oil spill, the administration had announced expanding oil drilling to that region. But, of course, there was the disastrous BP oil spill, and so that changed everything.
The celebration is about the hope that the world is now looking into when it thinks of AIDS, but also remembering the dead, the sadness, and what is still to be done. Overall, the AIDS epidemic is somehow leveling, coming to a plateau. But there are some regions where it continues to grow fast, and the most worrying situation I see is in Eastern Europe and Central Asia. 70% of the people who live with HIV, with the virus, are in Africa. However, whereas there was almost no one or just a few tens of thousands of people on treatment for AIDS in Africa just 6 years ago, now it is 3.5 million people who are accessing AIDS treatment.